We praise him.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we'd like to say we're good to be here with the district board, Brother Holly, the missionaries that are present here today, and the ministers that's called to battle hell in these last hours of this dispensation, and the saints of God that are making it possible for them to live while they fight hell. This is no picnic. We're in the middle of a raging battle. But we got a name that'll conquer every devil. Amen. Good to be here with Brother Holly. We worked together. I remember a camp meeting we preached. He taught in daytime. I preached at night a number of years ago. That district's come a long way since then. We had a building. It was tin roof, no air conditioning, two or three fans. And it seemed like it was 120 degrees in there in daytime. And Brother Holly was teaching. One of the parties said to me one day I was going, said, "Hey, I can't take that." I said, "I can hear that teacher. He's one of my very favorite Bible teachers. I'm going to sweat it out. I'm going to listen to him." Well, you don't have to sweat it out listening to him over here this week. And your great evangelist, Brother Mallory, here is doing such a great job here preaching night after night. We're hearing the divine and holy will of God today. We feel that from the depths of our heart. But I'd like for you to be seated just a little, and then we'll stand and pray. I was coming over here, and I remembered all the preachers that have called me and talked to me. And then when you get over here, well, then before you can get in here, someone else has asked the same question. I know that in the ministry of the gifts of the Spirit, and hey, I'd like to tell you the only one I know I've got 365 days in the year is the gift of the Holy Ghost. The others come and they go. I don't have any control there. The Holy Ghost has that. Amen. But the question's often asked, how do you keep from going over the deep end if you get into a deliverance ministry? Well, it's very simple. First of all, you've got to believe Acts 2:38. Most of them you're talking about didn't ever believe it. That's right. One God. Am I talking to that kind of people today? One God, and his name is what? And if you repent in Jesus' name, what happens? You receive forgiveness, don't you? And you get baptized in Jesus' name, what happens? Your sins are remitted, aren't they? And then you lift your hands and believe God, he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if you'll carry this name with you, you can live holy, and you can't if you don't. All right, so there's some things. There's a price tag, you know. You got to be on the right foundation. And I asked the Lord. I said, "Lord, what about that?" I said, "There's a lot of folks talking about it. Give me some scripture. Everything goes. I got to have Bible for everything." And these are days when you don't depend on the sun, the moon, the stars, and somebody's vision, somebody's revelation. And all these things, they're good if they match the Bible. But the Lord gave me this one and several more, but I'll give it to you today. And if you'll believe this in your heart, carry it with you everywhere you go, you can pray and seek the Lord and walk in deliverance ministry, climb in higher dimensions, walk with God fast as long as you want to. Never go to the deep end. Never in the world if you believe this scripture. John 5:19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself. Now He said that. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do, for whatsoever things He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. If the virgin born Son of God, Savior of the world, God manifested in the flesh, said, In my own flesh, I can do nothing. But what the Father does. You believe that, you don't have nothing to worry about. And if the virgin-born Son of God said it, we who were born in sin, shapen in iniquity, should never get away from that. Everything that happens in the miraculous comes from God. All right, I could give you a lot more scripture on that, but I don't have time. I've come here to preach deliverance to you. If there ever has been a day and an hour that God needs tough preachers, it's now. Too tough for the devil. Tough. Believes the message. Holds up the standard. Tough. Young fella came in my office not long ago. He'd been up in somewhere where they didn't have no standards. And he was all wishy-washy and upset. And I said, son, all in the world you need to do is get on your knees and pray through. I said, when preachers pray, they've got a conviction. And they believe what they stand for. And when they believe it, people believe it. Amen. If you don't believe it, they ain't going to believe it. Yes. Hallelujah. The call is for ministers to get tough for the devil and the world and reach the lost that's going to hell. We've got a lot of folks here today that need something today. Next year will be too late for some of them. They need help today. And as Brother McNeely said, the gifts are in the church and you're in the church. You're in touch. If you got faith and don't release it today, you've sinned. You know, sometimes people come in the church and they got gifts, they got calls, and they'll sit there like a knot on a log and a sinner right behind them die and go to hell because they didn't get into it. We are responsible if God has given us something to release it. Get this stuff out of your mind about anybody getting any glory. If He takes it, God will knock His block off. Only one gets the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, now there's no need for me to tell you. Some great, mighty miracles have took place on these old campgrounds. I've seen a lot of them with my own eyes. And I remember seeing right here on these grounds, some of these are in your churches, limbs actually grow out, bones created, blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped, goiters and tumors disappear, and cancers healed, everything. And God is no respecter of persons. He loves all people. And He's reaching out to every one of you today. But you, as an individual, must touch what we're going to present to you today. There's already enough of faith in this atmosphere. There's enough of power. About all you'd have to do is open your mouth and take a deep breath and say, in Jesus' name, it's done, and get up and it's done. There's a great... I walked in here. I said, oh, something been going on here. The power of the Lord is in this place. Yes, we have angels here, I believe with all of my heart. If they're not here, they'll be here in a little bit. That's right. I depend on them very much. They're ministering spirits. They help the preacher. And they help you a lot of times when you think you really did well. Well, it wasn't so much you. You had some help. Right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can only see all the help that we are getting. We'd praise the Lord more. But I'm reading today in Acts, the third chapter, you know it by heart. Now Peter and John went up together. It's a great thing to get two preachers together. You can stand. They went up together. They got together, you know. And two preachers get together, things happen. And I believe we've got a bunch of them here today that's all together. And about the ninth hour, they went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being about the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And they gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give of thee. In the name. Everybody say, in the name.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. And the Bible said, and he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up and stood, walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Now over in Malachi, I read here in the second chapter, the Lord is rebuking some of the priests. Said, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I even will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yeah, I've cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. I want you to know this Jesus name message is something you don't take lightly. He said, I'm going to curse you if you don't honor it, if you don't believe it. I'm going to curse everything that you put your hands to. So we better watch your step here. He said again in the fourth chapter, but unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Now let's look again here what he said. In the third chapter, 16th verse, and they that feared the Lord spake often one to the other, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, that thought upon his name. That thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Oh, hallelujah. I'd like to also remind the good Lord to listen to me right now as I read in this holy book. And here it is. Lord, you promised this. And I guess all of us are Gentiles here today. Most all, if we got a Jew, welcome. But here's what he said in Malachi. This is a promise to this crowd today. The 11th verse, for from the rising of the sun, even of the going down of the same, my name, everybody say my name, shall be great among the Gentiles. Among the Gentiles. Among the Gentiles. My name is going to be great among the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In every place, incense shall be offered up under my name. That's what we're doing today. And a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathens, saith the Lord. The Lord was saying to those priests in the Old Testament, you haven't loved my name. You haven't honored my name. But I'm going to show you something. The Gentiles, the heathens are going to awake. And they're going to praise my name. They're going to see the glory of my name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give honor to that name. Would you now? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the Lord Jesus Christ said one more thing about us. And he said, heaven and earth will pass away. But my word will never pass away. He said in Matthew 12:21, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Do you trust that name today? Yeah. Do you believe in that name today? Yeah. Everybody say, Jesus,
Jesus.
We trust
Jesus.
In that name.
Yeah.
Give us everything
yeah.
this day
yeah.
that you promised us
yeah.
through your name.
Yeah.
We are ready.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
We trust you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I just feel like he's got out his telescope looking at us right now. Disappear. Disease go. Hallelujah. Praise God. For in that name that's above every name, Jesus Christ, I take authority over every spirit here that opposes the Holy Spirit. I bind every devil. I bind every disease in Jesus' name. All right, you may be seated. My text today will be unveiling of the name.
You know, all down through the Bible, we read about it being a strong tower. The righteous runneth into and are saved. The old prophet said it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it is wonderful. And we read that he commands us to use it to cast out devils, to heal the sick and all of that. So many people in the world today, they look at the name Jesus. It's a very beautiful name, they say, and it is. It fits most of the songs, those that are not rock. The poetry, it's such a beautiful name, and it's all of that, but it's more. It's more. Somebody said, just believe on the Lord. That's good. If you do, you'll get results. Something's going to happen when you believe. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you repent, your sins will be forgiven. They're in the center of the sound of my voice today. But if you'll call on His name in repentance, you'll be forgiven. The old publican standing, he couldn't so much as lift his eyes. The other fella, the religious guy, prayed such a beautiful prayer, but he didn't get any higher in the ceiling. But the old sinner smote himself on the breast and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. God heard it like that. There's no need for any sinner to walk out of here with any sin in your life. All you got to do is ask. He's the world's fastest forgiver. Amen. He like us. I'll think about it 2 or 3 weeks. The second you ask Him in Jesus' name to forgive you, it's done. I talked to a woman that I tried to investigate. She's condemned about every little thing. If you don't watch the devil, he'll condemn you for breathing. That's right. He'll condemn you for eating. He'll condemn you for sleeping 30 minutes too late. He'll condemn you for anything. If you run the aisles, he'll condemn you for that. It's all in the world. And this poor thing was going through this, and I prayed about it. I said, God, what in the world is going on? The Lord spoke to me so deftly that night. He said, it's not my children's faults and failures, and even their sins that trouble me the most. It's the fact they won't ask me to forgive them. If they'll ask me, forgive them. As much as God hates sin, He jumps at forgiving. I want you to think of that today. If you failed, ask Him while you're sitting there, and He'll forgive you on the spot. He said, if you confess, I'm faithful and just to forgive. Now, there's no need of anybody letting any kind of a sin stand between you and a miracle, whatever it is today. I do not want this to be thought of as just healing only. This is a deliverance service. This is a revival service. This is a faith relief service to reach from one end of the world to the other. An old backslider came back and he said, Father, forgive me on the spot. He said, but I'm... He said, get to Fatted Cave. Amen. He couldn't wait. You backsliders sitting around here said, I don't know whether God loves me or not. Come home. Get out of the hog pen. Come on home. Amen. The Father's ready. The Father's ready. Father, I'm not worthy. He said, get him a robe. Kill the calf. We fixing to have a time. Amen, amen. People that told the Lord personally said, not worthy for you to come on the roof. He healed him. But I want to look at this beautiful, lovely, wonderful name that disturbed the Sanhedrin court. They called him in time and time again and said, you got to preach. Quit preaching that name. That name is upsetting everything. Yeah, I know it upsets the devil. The devil don't like the name. And we don't like him. We don't like his name. He's sorry. He's no good. All right. What's in this name? Why is it so powerful? There's salvation in no other. There's healing in no other. Why? To hell, miracles, do they have to leave all their titles and get on this name? It's in the name. Amen. And the same power to heal is in that name, folks, if you happen to be here, is in that name to remit sin and water baptism.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Why use it casting out devils and not use it to get your sins remitted?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's in it? Salvation in no other. Remission of sin in no other. You can't get anything outside of the name. Not a thing in the world. But he said the Gentiles would, because they're going to love it. And they're going to trust in it. And you don't have to look at me for anything. I'm presenting to you tonight a name. I'm going to unveil it. I'm going to show you five things in that name that's yours. The Lord talked to me about it. He said, I want you to tell my people and my children, not just preachers, that they've got a weapon if they need it. And they've got power in my name if they need it. They've got everything they need. Wherever they go, wherever they're at, call on his name. And it'll come to pass that whosoever, everybody say that, whosoever calleth upon his name shall be saved. All right, what's in this lovely, beautiful name that he didn't just reach over in a barrel of names and say, well, there's John and here's Bill. They could choose Jesus. A lot of them seem to think that's the way it happened. But this has always been his name. Amen. Before the devil ever knew he was going to be the devil, that was his name. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, minister, something else today. I'm the elder of most of you. The Lord raised you up to meet the needs of this day. This is your generation. This is your day. This is your hour. Don't back up from anything. I don't care what it is out there. We've got the difference. We've got it. We've got it. Everybody say, we've got it. All right, what about this name that the angels said his name shall be called Jesus, and he'll save his people from their sins? Let's look inside of it. Why is it so powerful? Why is it the devil fears it? Why is it the world fears it? Why is it false religion fear it? All wrapped up in this name. I told somebody not long ago, they said, well, I think Father, Son, and Holy Ghost ought to be all right. I said, nothing wrong with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I said, that's very beautiful and very lovely. But, I said, I'm told there are 2,000 titles. 2,000 of them. You're only getting 3 of them. You see, there's 997 you're not getting. But I said, when you get baptized in Jesus' name, you got all 2,000. Everything that God is. His power. His word, his very being is wrapped up in his name. What the rod was to Israel, the name is to the church today. Use it. That's what he wants us to do. All right. John 6:63, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Wrapped up inside of the name of Jesus Christ is the living word. From the foundation of the world, it's wrapped up inside of that little name, the living word of God. It's the most powerful name that's ever been named. It's the most powerful word in the entire Bible. Jesus is the name wrapped up with the word of God, in it, around it, behind it, everywhere. Do you know how to throw the whole Bible at the devil? Just say Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody say Jesus. All right. The word is in it. God's voice actually shook the earth and moved Mount Sinai. His living word was spoke to a rod. It became a serpent. It was spoke to an iron axe head and it floated. It was spoken to the Red Sea and she rolled back. It was spoken to the clouds and they rained bread. It was spoken to the sick and there rose up 3 million of them and walked out of Egypt well. Amen. The dead heard it and came forth to life. The blind heard it and they could see. That's all in the living name, the lovely name, the sweet name of Jesus Christ. The Word is in it. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, you can find your sermon. You can preach 5,000 sermons, but you'll never find as much power in anything under the sun as you will in that name. All right, the second thing I want you to see, you know the devil, he does worry about the word. Whenever he took Jesus up on the mountain, he said, if you're the Son of God, it's written, just speak and these stones will be bread. Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, Jesus didn't tell about some great experience he had. When the dove appeared and the heavens opened and all that, he just used the word.
Right.
Bang. He took him and he said, if you'll jump off of this pinnacle, he said, the angel will bear you up. But he said, it's written. It's written that man shall attempt the Lord God. Then he took him to the mountain and he said, if you're the Son of God, if you'll just fall down and worship me, I'll give you all you see out there. He said, it's written, I shall worship the Lord and him only. And here goes the devil. He left him. He left him. And Jesus so fixed it. In one little word, wrapped it all up for his little old children. Wrapped the whole book up because he knew there'd be emergencies. The devil might meet him at the turn of the road, or he might be running off of a bluff somewhere. But he wrapped it all up in one name, and he just hollers, Jesus! And the word of God's in action. Amen. It upholds all things, but the word of his power is in action. The next thing that's in the name is the blood. It is a blood name. That's why the devil fears it. I'm releasing that to you right now. I want you to always remember when you say Jesus, the word's in it, the blood's in it. Amen. You've got to say it right. You've got to be believing something when you say it. And when you do, great signs and wonders shall be wrought. The miracles didn't cease when we were here a few years ago. In the last 6 months, we have seen signs and wonders and miracles. Cancers, waters, tumors, lame legs, many miracles taking place across the country. The Lord don't get old just because we do. Hallelujah. I mean, I can run as fast as I used to, but I still got a name. The devil fears the blood of Jesus Christ. One night I was praying way into the night. And this hour that we're living in calls for doubling and tripling our prayer life, preachers. We're nearing the end. The Lord has so much faith in you and I that we'll reach our generation. But if we don't pray, we'll be powerless. No preacher ever backslid that knew how to pray. That's right. If he knows how to pray in the Holy Ghost, he'll never backslide. And the devil will never slip up on him on the blind side, because there's no blind side when you know how to pray. I said one day, I got to pray and I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to take me into the presence of the devil. I said, I'm sick and tired of him. I said, everywhere I look, he's wrecking lives. His filth is on the billboards and in the newsstands, belching it out on the airwaves, everywhere. I said, I think it's time for us to torment the devil a little bit. And I got to praying. I said, Lord, what really do I need? I want to work his hide over. He torments the saints and he torments preachers. I think it's time that we tormented him. He jumps on children. Probably some sick here today. A dirty rat. It's all he knows to do is to go around and jump on people. He don't have any business jumping on God's church. And I said, Lord, I'm pleading the blood, and I want you to take me down there. And the Lord began to talk to me. He said, the one thing that'll make you tremble is the one God message. The devil believes there's one God and trembles. So I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to work on him. Amen. And I said, I'm asking you in Jesus' name. I'm not asking you to hurt some saint, some preacher. I'm asking you to help me attack your enemy and my enemy, the one that nails you to the old rugged cross. I said, I want you to send an angel, and I want it written behind the devil's throne and over the gates of hell. I want you to put these words here, O Lucifer. The Lord our God is one, and his name is Jesus. And I said, I want the devil to hear the blood spattered on the ground every day. I said, he committed that horrible crime, innocent blood. He had a right to kill us, but he didn't have a right to kill Jesus, because he never had any sin in his blood. Amen. And I said, I want him to see it every day. I command that Lucifer see the blood every day. I command he hear it pattered down upon the ground. I won't go on him the rest day or night. He's tormenting us. We're going to torment him.
Hallelujah.
Then another thing that bothers the devil is the shortness of time. And if there's any message we need to remind the old boy, look, devil, the time is running out. The Bible said he came down having great wrath, knowing that his time is short. It really gives him a nervous jitters when he finds out he ain't got much time. He don't have much time. Everybody say it, devil, your time's running out. The angel will soon come and wrap that chain around your neck and cast you into the pit. Amen. We're more than conquerors. You know, I worry about folks that's always scared of the devil. They're more afraid of the devil than they are of the Lord. The devil's afraid of us if we're prayed up and packed up and ready to go up. Some of you need to tell him now to pack his disease that's in your body up now and take it to hell with him. That's where it belongs. We don't need it.
We don't want it. Hallelujah. Everybody say Jesus. The Word's in it. The blood's in it. All the authority of heaven is in it. The authority of heaven's in it. And he said, in my name you'll cast out devils. Everybody say it, in my name. You'll cast out devils. All right. That means the cancer devil. Epileptic devil. Any kind of a devil. Not just the highfalutin fellers. All the devils. He didn't specify it. He just said, in my name, there is authority over all devils. Over all the principalities. Over all the spiritual wickedness in high places. It's all in the name. The authority of heaven is wrapped up in that name. Amen. Any sinner that calls on it, the authority is there. You're forgiven. Any sick person that has an oppression today, it's in the name to get rid of it. Let's go a little further. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is in the name. For there's salvation in no other name. The Holy Ghost is in it. Say it with me. The Holy Ghost is in the name. Do you know when you say Jesus, the Holy Ghost is running down your tongue and jumping off the end? You folks seeking the Holy Ghost can only realize that. That's why so many get the Holy Ghost saying, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is in it. If you repented and believe when you begin to say Jesus, you're so close to the Holy Ghost. If you keep saying it, you've got to get it. Amen. Because that tongue is the first member it takes over and speaks in another language. Amen. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, there's power there. There's power there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many wants the Holy Ghost? You don't have what you want. Oh, while I'm praying and preaching here today, just keep whispering it, Jesus. If you've repented of your sins, just keep whispering it. And as that name rolls off the end of your tongue, first thing you know, there's going to be a word leap out you never said before. And you're going to be speaking with other tongues. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is in the name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No wonder this name is so irresistible. And then, I want to show you something else. Not only is the word in it, the blood, the authority of heaven and the Holy Ghost, but the very living faith of God in it. When he sent that name, he put his faith in it. Oh, brother, when you talk about God's faith, you're getting somewhere. And he wrapped it all up in that little name. Say, it's in there. My faith's in there. My faith in that name that it'll work. My faith in that name that every time you use it against the devil, he'll run. My faith in that name that every time the sick prayed for, the disease will go. My faith is in that name. I read not long ago where they found trillion galaxies. And they said the 100 trillion galaxies all had 300 trillion stars in it. And don't worry, they hadn't found them all yet. God's big. He's so much bigger than the human mind. What he can find out, he'll have to go to heaven to find out a little more.
Amen.
But every planet in that entire space will move at his command. Because the faith of God upholds all things by the word of his power. Get it? The faith of God's in the name. He gave you a little bit of faith. And that little bit of faith will get you anything you want if you'll use it. He gave to every man the measure of faith. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got faith. How many has got the Holy Ghost out here? Amen. If you got the Holy Ghost and say you don't have faith, you're lying on God. Because God said He gave it to you when He gave you the Holy Ghost. And He gave you His name. Now this name that I've been preaching to you about is the family name of the church. That's our spiritual name. It never was a struggle for me to write Barnes on the check. Because that was my name. It oughtn't to be a struggle for us Acts 2:38 people to use the name. Because it's our name. When you are baptized in it, you put it on. It is yours. It is yours. With all these five great supernatural powers. The name is just the way to release them. You see, whatever you need. You know, you wire this great big building, but you got a switch here somewhere. And that switch turns it on, turns it off. And so the Lord gave us a name. And He said, if you want healing, here's my name. If you want the Holy Ghost, here's my name. If you want protection, here's my name. If you want to make the devil go, here's my name. I was praying one day and all of a sudden I said, Lord, why don't you just run the devil off of this planet? And He said, well, He said, that's left up to you and my church. He said, if you were out there on the mountain somewhere, if the devil's out there on the mountain somewhere, He said, I'm not going to bother you. But He said, if you're on the mountain and you don't like him up there, said, you tell me and I'll put him off. Right. But now, if I want to sit down up there and let him live up there with me, well, he'd stay. And some of you letting the devil just hang around your house. Hang around your body with all oppression and depression. A lot of you can't understand why in the world you can't get rid of depression. Well, if you want to get rid of depression, don't play records with the blues. Read these old detective stories and all wind up bad, you know. Some people, if they get their mind out of the gutter, they wouldn't have any more trouble. You've got to be careful how you turn your mind over to the devil. He might not let you have it back. But there are some of you that, because you have a little fault sometimes that's wrong, you say, well, I'm backslidden. Let me tell you something. If you pass by out here on the street and there was a couple of fellas fighting and cursing one another, you wouldn't go to the altar because that was them. But you heard it, didn't you? Look, the devil out in the spirit world can talk to your spirit. He can talk to you. He can suggest things. He did to Jesus. He said, jump off. Right? Well, there's no need for me to ever suggest that to me. Somebody said they're afraid to go way up high, afraid to jump off. I said, I ain't never worried about that. I said, it takes six big men to put me off that. I said, then I'd take the windowsills and everything with me. But you see, you got to watch it right here. He'll talk to you. And he say, look at you. You ain't no good. He'll project you a thought in your head up here. He don't get in the heart. And this up here, you know, you can hear anything up here. But you know what? I tell the devil, I said, look, that's your dirty low-down garbage you got down yonder somewhere. Take it and get out. It ain't mine. I've got the mind of Christ. I got the Holy Ghost inside. I'm clean. I'm pure. I'm holy.
Amen.
A lot of people run around. The devil just makes them. He just, everywhere you go, he says, you done this, you done that. When are we going to stop listening to that rascal and listen to the Word? Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
He stopped bothering me. Every time he'd tell me something, I'd say, well, if I did, I'll repent. Amen. But I finally decided, no, he'll keep me repenting all the time when I ought to be believing all the time. I said, I just ain't going to listen to him. The thing to do, if you pray enough, you'll know when the devil's talking, you know when God's talking, you know when you're talking. I was in a doctor's office not long ago. I didn't go there for myself, but I'd be all right if I want to. Not condemning people for that. But he said, you know, he said, practicing here, said, my doctor, and there's some good ones, bad ones, like there are good preachers and bad ones. He said he practiced here all day, the psychiatrist, and he walked out and shot himself. He said, I didn't know there was anything wrong with him. He said, what do you do whenever you get, you know, you just hear this and hear this and hear it and hear it and hear it, and so finally, you can't take no more. I said, oh, I withdraw and get in the spirit world. Oh, he said, how you do that? Well, I said, man has a spirit, a soul, and a body. His spirit is the seat of God consciousness. His soul is the seat of self consciousness. And his body, world consciousness. And we can get too carried away with the world, and we can think about ourselves too much sometimes, and we need to get in the spirit world and look not at things that are seen but things that are not seen, and drift in the Holy Ghost into the spirit world, and you'll come out feeling good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this name is irresistible. And the great physician is here now. Ready to heal. Not because I say it, but because it's in the book. He cares. He loves us. He really loves us. I was going through a terrible trial a few months ago. I tripled my prayer life in the last 2 years. I told a preacher yesterday, talk about throwing up his hands sometimes. I said, look, I said, I learned a long time ago, if the devil gets after you, reach for the next limb. If I pray an hour, I'll devil it. There's not one way to whip the devil, that's to get close to Jesus. Just walk with him. I feel faith. There's been some folks, pardon me for leaving this thought, there's some folks being healed now. I know that as much as an evangelist knows, there's some sinners on the back seat under conviction. You know how you can hunt them out, and you feel them, and you know they're there. I can feel faith here rising now. Because you realize that I've given you the name to use yourself. Amen. And you see what I've given to you today. If you hold this day and night, you won't need me when you meet the devil out yonder. Or sickness jump on you. You know what to do. Right? Now let me show you just a little more about this name. There's a right way to say it and a wrong way to say it. The sons of Sceva could say it, pronounce it very beautifully, no doubt. But it didn't work for them. The devil worked for them because they wouldn't write. The devil said, Paul we know and Jesus we know, but who are you? There's a right way to say that name. First of all, Peter said, we didn't do this. It was faith in his name that did it.
And their faith in his name, it wasn't their great faith. It was the name that did it. Peter and John believed that the power was in the name. That when they said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk, they was looking at the name. And they were saying it with deep, burning love. Say it with love. Do you love that name today? Do you really love that name?
Amen.
Say it with me, Jesus, from the bottom of your heart. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love your name.
Amen.
Number two, say it with vision. Say it with vision. See it in action. See the word being released. See the blood being released. See the authority of heaven behind it. And see the Holy Ghost in it. And see the faith of God. See it. By faith, see it. You can't get healed looking at the graveyard. You've got to get healed looking at His power. Faith in His name. Say it with vision. See it in action. See your disease going. I was preaching not long ago, and there was some 25 or 30, I don't know how many, waters and tumors that was outside the body had disappeared. But there was a woman down in front of me that I saw, looked, and hers didn't leave. It was about like a hen egg. And I looked at her and I said, let's try again here and believe that when you reach for that, it'll be gone. And at that camp meeting, the focus was on her, and suddenly she reached and it wasn't there. Who did that? It was Jesus. It was the power in the name. The power in the name. Amen. Somebody loved the name. Somebody could see it in action. Somebody believed. Somebody could see devils going at the right time when the name is used. When you say in the name of Jesus, devil, I cast you out, you release your faith and see him going. When you ask in Jesus' name to be healed of that tumor, that water, see it going. Not getting bigger. But like a snowball lying on a hot heater, it's going. You see, you're seeing the name in action. God spoke of things that were not as though they were.
Right?
Amen. Because if He said there's a world right there, I looked, there wouldn't be nothing. But in His mind, He knew there was a world because the invisible was putting it together already. And it was there. That's the secret. So when you say in Jesus' name, see it going. See yourself well. See yourself happy. See the black cloud of depression going. See it. And while you're looking, it's gone. It's that simple. I'm talking to you about faith. Amen. That people rise up well instantly. Because they see it and they believe it. Amen. Only believe. Believe what? That the name has all power in it. And it's your name. It's your name. When the bank sends you a checkbook and you got the money in the bank, that's your checkbook. You write your name on it. It's cashed. You have a name today. You know it's yours. Why don't you use it? You've been cheated out of so much. I'm talking to some today that's struggling against things at home. Can you see the name suddenly becoming a light? Can you see the name of Jesus flashing? Those five great powers flashing out of that name at the kingdom of Satan like a neon sign with a million suns in it? Can you see darkness fleeing? Can you see disease going? Can you see that? Eyes that can't see opened up. The lady may be sitting here several years ago, across there. She had a water on her neck, and I said,
I prayed for her. I said, by the time you get to your house, your cabin will let her be gone. I had much more turned around. Here she come running back. Say, it's gone. Jesus did it. Amen. The girl may be here. Her foot stopped growing because of polio at 8 years old. But this camp saw it years ago. It grew out the same size as the other one in just a short time. We set her on the front. She put both feet on the floor barefooted. No one could tell the difference. You know, these things happen. You know, the little boy had no hip bone, eat up a cancer. God healed it. The doctor said it was a medical miracle that happened on the campground. One boy had a totally blind eye. I put my hand on it. I said, you believe you're going to see whenever I take my hand off? He said, I do. I said, now, in Jesus' name, I command you to see. He said, perfect. Perfect. Another one had some ribs missing here. You may be on the ground. As we prayed, I had never prayed for that before. But as I held my hand in that hole, I felt it fill out with two sound, good ribs. No man can do that in a million years. But the power of the name was released. And the word went forth. And the blood went forth. And the authority went forth. And the Holy Ghost went forth. And the faith of God went forth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If the musicians would come and just softly play on the organ. Yes. I remember many miracles around here. But that was yesterday, wasn't it? Do you know what faith is? It's a now something. We always look in the past or in the future. But faith that gets the job done believes now. All God ever was or ever will be, He is that now. He knows there's a devil here, and He knows there's a church in the world, and He knows all that, and His power is ready now. If you're waiting for Him to get ready, He's been ready. If you're waiting for a better time, there won't be one. He wants to work this very split second. When Peter walked towards the iron gate, God had an angel to open it for him. But if he'd have sat in his cell and had said, hey, if it ever opens, I'll walk out. I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. He'd got his head chopped off. But the man will start walking. That's faith in action. That's believing. Now let me show you the difference. I want to show you what faith really is so you can release it. Because you've got it. I feel it out there just all over the place. You remember when Israel was facing Goliath for 40 days? Goliath had come out and they'd run back up the hill. They must have wore all the grass and bushes off the hill running back up the hill. Now they believed God could. Or they wouldn't have been out there. They believed He could. But He wasn't working with that kind of faith. One day a young lad walked out of the woods and he believed that God not only could but would. There's a difference in believing He can and believing He will right now. If you believe He's alive right now, He has all the healing power now He ever had. He's ready to release it now. Everybody say now. We Pentecostals are so bad about procrastination. We preach to the sinner not to do it. And yet someday we're going to get well. What about now? What about this second? Now let me deal with this because it's out here. There's billions of dollars being spent
every year by people who do not want to get well. Now, they don't want to hurt physically. They'll go to the doctor, they'll take pains, they'll take shots, all that. But subconsciously, they're holding on to their disease. They feel the need of being whipped. They've done something in the past, somewhere or another. They feel guilty about it, and they got to have this as a crutch, something or another. They become little gods. Instead of confessing their sins to God and getting up well, being a normal human being, they stay sick. Turn it loose. Everybody say, in Jesus' name, I turn it loose. Inside and out. Disease, go! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody got healed then. It was an inside thing. Amen. You turned it loose, did you? Turn it loose. Turn it loose. In Jesus' name, turn that thing loose. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. The great physician is out here doing an inside work now. Somebody's not looking at things seen. They're looking at things not seen. You have left the outward. You've left the soul thinking of self. Get in the Spirit. Flow with the Spirit where the eternal lives, where the power is. Hallelujah. Turn that fear loose. Oh, you didn't know you had it, but you now do now because I got some help. There's divine revelation coming to the individual. It's coming to you in Jesus' name. The name. What's in the name? It's revealing to you what's wrong. What you're holding on to. Why? It's coming to you. Praise God. One woman said to me, she said, I got a marvelous healing last night. I said, what happened? She said, well, you worked me over about holding on to my problem inwardly. I'd caused the whole family to have troubles, and I sort of lacked the sympathy. And I sort of eating it up. But I turned it loose last night when it did. God healed me physically. Praise God. That's right, when you turn it loose. The devil is a sly old fella. A lady walked up to several of us preachers at a camp meeting. She said, tell me what's wrong. She said, when people get killed in a car wreck or something, she said, I rejoice. I waited for the other preachers. Nobody said anything. But the Holy Ghost told me. I said, who did you want to see get killed worse than anybody in the world? She said, oh, she said, the woman that was running around with my husband said, I prayed every day she'd get killed in the car wreck. And I said, what happened? She said, my husband dropped dead of the heart attack. I said, that spirit got a hold of you. You're not supposed to do it that way. You've been praying for her soul, amen, and your husband's soul to be saved instead of somebody to get killed. I said, it'd been a different story. And now this thing got a hold of you and you can't shake it. I said, you forgive that woman. Let God handle her. And I said, you spell the break. Because this is going to run you insane. Amen. If you don't get loose from it. Right. Oh, those things can happen way back in the past. A woman came on the platform in a camp meeting. She said,
I have migraine headaches that I'm about to go crazy. I laid my hand on her,
and I saw her being attacked by a man. I said, "You've been raped." She said, "Yes." I said, "You live in tormenting fear, and these headaches came on you after this experience." She said, "Yes." I said, "The Spirit's talking to me." I said, you can forget it." I said, "Never again will it happen to you. Upon the authority of the Word and the name of Jesus, you will never be raped again as long as you live. You are free forever from these powers." That's all it took for her to get healed. Living in terrible torment. Every time there was a noise in the house, every time she saw a stranger coming toward her. But all what faith can do, faith, faith in the name. A woman, I won't mention no name, but this man broke in, grabbed her, she ran out the yard. He was after her. And finally she come to herself. And she said, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you." And he started running. Oh, the power of that name! You know why the Gentiles trust in it? It works. You know why? You're going to get healed. You're going to trust in the name. That's it. Praise God. God conscious. There's a world. Where are you at, Brother Haygood? You don't have to walk forward. Just sit down on the altar. We'll come down in a minute. I want you to climb. Amen. Praise God. Everybody say, "In Jesus' name." Yeah, if you can climb it, come on, sit down up here. Everybody say, "There's power in the name." Praise God. The devil is a liar. Everybody say, "In Jesus' name." Satan, you have no business touching our brother Haygood. Get your hands off. In Jesus' name. Get out and go. Jesus, the Word's in it, the blood's in it, the authority of heaven's in it, the Holy Ghost is in it, the faith of God's in it. No wonder it works. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody's got arthritis. Get out in the hall. Get out in the out there in the middle. Get out there. Just stand out there in there. Just stand out there. Amen. Praise God. You believe God can oil up them old bones? You believe God can straighten them? You ever notice what an expert the Lord is in making bones? He made the ones you got it, didn't he? That's right. Whenever he fed the 5,000, he was making flesh. He was making bones, brother. I don't guess if he laid them. I don't remember. I don't know. But anyway,
It took a lot of purse to feed that crowd. And it didn't have a two to start with. And every time he reached in, that was a creative miracle. That was bones. That was fish. Already fried, abroad, however he fixed them. Amen. Just as fast as he put his hand in, brother, bones, flesh. Amen. There it is. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, those Israelites, they put the blood over the doorpost and it worked, didn't it? Yes, sir. He said, when I see the blood, a lot of us, we see that. But he said, I want you to eat the lamb that you killed to put it on there. And that lamb pointed to another lamb. Amen. The real, the spotless, the pure. And you know what happened when they took that piece of lamb and began to eat? That old lame boy's leg straightened out. They wasn't the lame one. They all got well. They had a healing campaign that night, brother, at midnight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As they ate, and Jesus said, unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you'll have no part. You drank his blood for your sins. Spiritually, you eat his flesh that was ripped from his back. And you're healed physically. There it is. Perfect physical healing. Everybody say in Jesus' name. You demon of arthritis. Come out of every limb. Every muscle. In Jesus' name. Now. Loose them. From the top of their head. To the bottom of their feet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we set you free. Praise God. All right, you folks in the aisles, just start walking and clapping your hands. The healing virtue is flowing. Everywhere, it's flowing. In Jesus' name, the power is being released. In that name, bones will straighten, crippled limbs will straighten. Oh, glory to God! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah! It's in the name, it's in the name. Say Jesus while you walk. Say Jesus while you walk. The power is being released from the name to your body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Oh, glory to God. Here they come. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at them. Now, Lord, let healing virtue flow now. We command every limb to straighten. We command every finger to straighten. We command every joint to be healed. In Jesus' name. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we command every black wing, spirit of oppression and depression to go. You black cloud, lift and go now. Hallelujah.
Sister Barker?
I remember. She mentioned a while ago the little girl stricken down with polio. We were there when it happened. But it didn't matter about us being there. Jesus was there. He reached down in that little crib. And in moments, that baby, that little girl was standing up. Wasn't that? She's 2.5. Is that right?
She was 2.5 years old. And we was at a loss. We were in a hospital room. We called for Brother Barnes to come and help us because we were in trouble. All those hospital walls looked so dark. We didn't know what was going on. And the doctor had told us that she was 45% paralysis. Polio, that's when it was raging. She was 2.5 years old then. Today she stands in this building, 26 years old, a well body. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Her whole left side was paralyzed. And the doctor said she'll never walk without a brace. Brother Marcus took her to All City, Louisiana, to the parsonage, sit her down and backed away, and said, in the name of Jesus, walk across this floor.
Glory!
And today she's here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody say, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, right now. I feel right now, waters, tumors, growths, outside and inside, I believe they're going to melt away. You believe it with me? All right. All right. Everybody say, Lord Jesus, touch every tumor, every growth, every water. Inside and out, we command them to melt away in Jesus' name. Go now, 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 go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, Jesus, I believe it. It's happening. It's happening. In Jesus' name, now, now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. You that had them on the outside that knows they're gone. Some of you can't check till later, but is it gone? Put your hand up and wave it now. Come on, way up here. There's one. Let me get them. Brother Haygood, I want you to look. Look over here. Look over here. They're gone now. One outside. All right, way over in here. Keep raising your hand, waving it back here. All right, there's one. Way in the back over yonder. Is that right? Wave your hand if it is. All right, right down this row over here. All in the back. Down through the center. Put your hand up if it's gone. Come on. All down through here. All right. Okay, was there somebody way in the back? I heard somebody screaming back there. All right, on this side there. Over on this side over here. Put your hand up all over the place. Let me look here. Wave it so I can see because you're a long ways from me. All right. All right. Right over here. Do I see a hand back here? In Jesus' name. Somebody should have been healed right in there. In the name of Jesus, I command it to go. Check it now and see. In Jesus' name. Check it and see. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Healable Shandala Bahakaya. Healable Korea. Everybody say, Jesus, you did it for them. You no respect of person. You'll do it for me. In Jesus' name. I receive my healing now. Now. In Jesus' name. It's gone. Another one that knows it's gone now. Put your hand up, wave it real hard so I can see. All right, there's one. Over here, anywhere over here. Over here, anywhere else. Another one gone. There was some left just then, I know. Could have been internal. All right. Praise the Lord. How many of you folks are arthritis feel that God is... Your legs are better, your arms are better, you're just better all over. You put your hands up and see. Praise God. If you got a baby or a child that's sick, put your hand on. If their eyes are crossed, they'll straighten. God loves those children. Amen. Praise God. Everybody say in Jesus' name. Straighten those crossed eyes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let them focus now. In thy name. Amen. All right. All over the building. Everywhere. If there's anyone has cancer, skin cancer, internal, whatever, get ready. Cancer is a spirit, demon spirit of the flesh, not the soul. Don't do that. But it gets in the body. It's a spirit. And the same name, it'll cast out devils, cast it out because that's what it is. It's an old buzzard of the flesh that gets in and eats. Are you ready to cast that thing out? Amen. I want some of you preachers of faith. I know all of you preachers of faith, but some of you out in here prayed for the sick and did quite a bit of this. And I know most of you done that. That's not fair to say that, is it? But just any of you feel like you want to come up on the platform, we're going to pray for Brother Haygood in a minute when I pray for all. Amen. All right, you can do it right where you're standing if you want to. It's on the authority of God's Word and in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, everybody together, say in Jesus' name. It's on the authority of the Word. That's it. In my name, you'll cast out demons. You demon of cancer, come out. We adjure you. In the name of Jesus, come out! Go!
Houston in the hospital came to be here, got leukemia. I expect the other ones to just lay your hand on the picture. This girl's grandmother, she died in Houston with leukemia. She came here.
There's one dying with cancer in Jesus' name. Everybody say in Jesus' name. Set her free. Now. Amen. Maybe you got a loved one out kind of somewhere. I know here on this campground we've heard testimony after testimony of people that were healed as we prayed when they got home and found them well. You believe that? Amen. You got a loved one outside that you won't touch now? Put your hand up. Everybody say, Jesus, you know every person. Each hand is raised for. Touch them wherever they're at.